Welcome to the High Now Kitchen, where we're cooking up a new recipe for High Now called High Now Daily.
First ingredient, the host you know and love.
That's right, mixing local fashion experts, family events, restaurants.
But I feel like we need something just a little more spicy.
Yeah, I got it. Let's do it live.
A whole hour of us going live? Well, that does sound spicy and a little bit dangerous.
Hey, it was either that or ghost peppers.
Let's do it. Let's go live.
Join us for the new live High Now Daily every weekday at 3 on K5 and KGMB.
This is Hawaii News Now Sunrise at 5.
Housing wildfire survivors, politicians, hotel leaders, and activists all sat down to discuss a bill for displaced residents in Lahaina. What to know if you're living in a short-term rental on Maui.
Invasive pests found. Coconut rhinoceros beetles are discovered in a new area on Hawaii Island. The steps being taken to try to limit the spread.
Looking for a summer job? You can make a splash at a local attraction. Casey Lan will give us a look.
Yep. City's hiring as well. We're going to tell you about that. First, though, let's check in with our First Alert weather and traffic team. Morning, guys.
Steve, Grace, we've got one stalled gone and one traffic accident that's remaining. We'll go ahead and tell you about that. But first of all, let's check with this guy.
Hi. Yeah, and we might have a few wet roads out there too, Billy, but there's not a lot of rain out there. It's drier this morning than what we had, say, yesterday this same time. But there are some clouds upstream, and that means we'll likely get a few passing showers. Most of the showers fell in the overnight hours. There are still some showers heading towards Kauai. You can see that there. So it's going to be a little damp start for Kauai. Here in Oahu, things kind of dried up. A little bit of splash activity up in Wahio, but otherwise we're dry. Still very wet along the Hana Highway. Not unusual there. Kihei, of course, still out in the desert. Still needing some rain. And there's more rain heading towards Puna and Pahoa. And these winds will be whipping, getting stronger as the day progresses. Already, it's quite windy out there. Although we got Kona winds over in Kona and in Hilo. Lots of rainbows expected today because we got sunshine. We got some scattered showers this morning. And the winds, they'll be running pretty swift today, 15 to 25. These winds are expected to slow down sometime a little bit later. We'll talk about that with your 7-day forecast in a few minutes. Now let's talk traffic. Billy?
Thank you very much, Guy. 502 right now. First alert traffic for you this morning. Accident that was there at South King and Middle Street. That's gone. They towed that out of the way. We do have a stalled vehicle, and it's right here. You can see where the flashing lights are. That's over on the side. That's on the shoulder over by lane number 5 on the freeway as you're headed in towards town. Once again, this is the IAA Pearl Ridge off-ramp and one stalled vehicle there. Other than that, the roads are looking good this morning as we get you in towards Kaʻamilo and then over into the IAA area over by the Aloha Stadium. The town spots are still light. Let's get you back over to Steve and Grace.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Guy. There's a final push now for the legislature to allow counties to phase out short-term rentals.
The governor, along with elected officials, unions, hotel industry leaders, and the group Lahaina Strong, have come together to support a short-term rental bill and other measures to help survivors. Senate Bill 2919 would give the counties the power to convert short-term rentals into long-term ones.
As this bill, SB 2919, proceeded through the legislature, to be inundated by emails and testimony and calls from many of those same transient owners who were offended at the notion that their dream investment property on Maui would be compromised by our efforts here to get fire victims housed.
Yesterday, the governor also announced a plan to build 450 units Mauka of Lahaina for survivors who are not eligible for federal benefits. It's believed that there are 500 of them who are not covered by FEMA. Senate Bill 2919 is up for a conference committee hearing later today. Friday is the final deadline for that decision. UH economist Carl Bonham says that Maui's economy is basically in a recession because of the wildfire.
The rest of the state, though, has stepped up to help the Valley Isle.
Essentially, Maui lost about 7,000 jobs very, very quickly and is currently down about 5,000 from the wildfire. But the rest of the state grew more than that. And so statewide jobs are almost 1% above where they were before the wildfires. The people of Maui need our support, and you know, this is a single state, and if it was Oahu or the Big Island that had gone through a disaster, that's what we would do.
Bonham says that Maui has lost up to 4,000 residents since the fires, and that the state needs to build housing quickly. If not, the island's real estate market could become permanently inflated. You can watch the full interview right now on our website, HawaiiNewsNow.com.
After a short pause, Maui Mayor Richard Bisson's weekly disaster community recovery meetings are going to resume. They start this evening. The topics of discussion tonight will include debris cleanup, trees and burn zones, and shoreline water quality. The meeting is at 5:30 p.m. at the Lahaina Civic Center. For more information, visit MauiRecovers.org.
It's 5:05. Hawaiian Airlines posts a winter loss, but higher revenue.
Howard reports on the hometown carrier for us.
Good morning. Hawaiian had a Q1 loss of $138 million, but the revenue grew to $646 million. Despite the continuing Japan slump and the situation on Maui and the inter-island price wars, Hawaiian passenger revenue still grew more than 6%. Higher wage costs under new labor agreements were partly offset by cheaper jet fuel. More local bank profits. Central Pacific this morning posts a $13 million winter profit. That's down $2 million from last year. Lending and deposits both down a bit. The economic research firm Macro Edge says Maui's Four Seasons Wailea Resort has been placed on a default watch list on a $234 million loan. The resort owners are a hui led by Dell Computers' Michael Dell. Owners refinanced the hotel's debt in 2014 and again in 2019, so its financial issues predate the Maui fire and even COVID. A new refi remains probable, if only because the resort itself is so valuable. Very different real estate news on another luxury hotel coast, where Michael Dell is also a player, the Big Island's Mauna Kea Resort. Hapuna Estates will be a $500 billion golf resort project. 36 luxury duplex condos selling for $4 million and up. 14 homes priced at $17 million and up. It's targeted at the wealthy from Japan. Two-time American League MVP Shohei Ohtani has already reserved one of the homes. Hapuna Beach is only a golf cart ride away. Wall Street's down this morning. The Dow is down more than 120 points. No one reason for this. This is just about the busiest week of the year for quarterly earnings reports. So investors are buying and selling based on individual companies.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Art.
Well, the city wants to open up its summer fun program to 10,000 kids this year.
Yeah, but it needs hundreds of workers, perhaps you, to make this happen. The city is planning to run 60 sites across Oahu from June 10th through July 26th. The program needs to hire 500 college student aides, recreation aides, therapeutic aides, and pool lifeguards. They pay up to $19 an hour. Now, if jobs don't get filled, children will be placed on wait lists until there's enough staffing.
I think what's in store for the kids this summer is going to be absolutely great. So I want to challenge the community, both parents out there who have kids who are looking for summer jobs, tell them this is a great one. If you've got younger ones and you want them to enroll in summer fun, please do that.
Registration starts May 13th by geographic district. Look for the link on our website, HawaiiNewsNow.com. Speaking of summer fun, Wet n Wild is hiring for almost all positions right now.
Yeah, that water park gearing up for a busy season after school lets out. Who's more wild than our Casey Lunn, who's out there live today asking tough questions like, which water slide is the best one, Casey? Oh, yeah, you better stretch it out.
And how to stay warm at this time of the morning.
Hey, you know what? Guy was giving me a hard time about the temps out here. It's beautiful out here in Kapolei. Gorgeous morning, and we got a lot of fun planned. Full moon, Wet n Wild, celebrating 25 years. And I know which water park or which water slide is the best. It's the Shaka. You may remember that. It's behind me. When the sun comes up, we'll have some fun. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But really, we're out here because there are so many opportunities, especially for young people, but really everybody at Wet n Wild as they gear up for the summer months. Scott Luce is with me this morning. We're up and ready, Scott. I dragged you out here at 5 a.m. I appreciate it, my friend, because we do have a lot to talk about. 25 years. That's pretty wild. And this summer is the best yet, right? Always. Tell me a little bit about some of the opportunities that are out here for folks and the kind of people that you're looking to hire.
Yeah, we're hiring every position this year. Lifeguards, housekeepers, food service, front gate, guest relations. We want to bring in 100 to 150 employees. And this is our 25th season, so we have a lot of surprises up our sleeves, a lot of events, a lot of fun things. We offer some of the best perks for our employees. Not only do you get to work in the water park, you can get free tickets for family, for friends. It's a great work environment. We're excited. We're recruiting all ages, too, from 16 years on up to our grandmas and grandpas. So
one thing I wanted to talk about, so, you know, I tell you, every summer we come out and do this and try and let people know about some of the job opportunities. I legitimately think about switching careers. You should have been a lifeguard, man.
You're always welcome.
I want to talk about that. This is really cool. I didn't think about this until just this year. You know, a lot of our city and county lifeguards, if you want to get into that profession, you folks offer not just free training, paid training here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's a great spot to dip your toe into the water, see what you want to do with your career, where you want to head in life, or if you're already had your career and you're on the other end of the spectrum and you're in retirement and just want to keep busy, we've got a spot for you here too. So it's a great opportunity for all ages.
Easy to apply online?
Yeah, everything's online. All our positions are posted, so just go onto our website, wetandwildhawaii.com, check out all our openings, all our positions, all the pay rates, everything's loaded up there for you.
Very good. Scott Luce with us. I'll make sure to get that on our website as well so folks can get to it easily. One more time, the website, wetandwildhawaii.com.
You got it.
Very good. Okay, what's your favorite attraction here? You don't mind. Remember last year we did that? I screamed like a little girl.
Shaka scares me a little bit. I'll have to say Volcano Express or Tornado. Those are my two top favorites.
Excellent. Scott Luce with us this morning from Wet and Wild. We've got a fun morning plan for you today. We're having a great Wednesday here as we gear up for summer at Wet and Wild. The Center things back to Steve and Grace. What about you guys? I know that you have some memories out here too.
Yeah. I think my favorite would be the concession stand.
Which is always
concession
a great
stand. Yeah.
Like I'm more of the lazy river.
The tiki bar.
Just warm my screen, just kind of relax. Yeah. All right, buddy.
We'll have a good time out here.
Have some fun. Yeah.
Check back in later, guys.
All right. Thanks, Casey. Coming up in half an hour, he was shamed and stripped of a prestigious honor almost 20 years later. Redemption.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. But first, those creepy coconut rhinoceros beetles are spreading. We're going to tell you about a new hotspot for them and what the state is doing about it. And a mission to save our world's coral reefs. You're going to see the extensive work being done that is being compared to Noah's Ark. It's coming up. How's it, guy?
Hi, Dave. You can see Maui getting some scattered showers along the Hana Highway. So a little damp in Paia, almost to Sprecklesville. And some of it might make it into the upcountry area. At least that would be a good thing. And the showers are on the move, so flooding is not an issue. You're watching Sunrise on Hawaii News Now. We'll be right back.
Pizza.
Pizza?
Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now?
Yeah, that's what we thought.
Get yours at Domino's Hawaii. We deliver aloha.
Now, First Alert Weather with Guy Hawkins.
We're in that season just before the summertime swells start to kick in. Although we're still getting a few wintertime swells coming in. They're not anything in the way of big, but we are expecting a boost coming into North and West Shores sometime tomorrow. And then another one probably maybe sometime on Friday. You can see the energy definitely lacking, though. It's likely to be well below high surf advisory levels. But we do have some rising swells today. That's mainly because of those strong winds. Going to kick up the wind swell running about 4 to 6 feet. So we might have some overhead sets, but keep in mind, we'll be very choppy and to a large extent dangerous because it's going to be coming in from all over the place. The currents are going to be wild. And the small craft advisory is posted for all coastal waters. Not a whole lot happening anywhere else. Although heavy, keep in mind, National Weather Service is saying we'll see a small pulse on the South Shore. We'll confirm that with the cameras a little bit later. So we'll get rainbow weather today across the state. Lots of sunshine expected, mixed in with some passing showers. And you add the two together, you get some rainbow weather. And take a look at the temperatures running into the low 80s, especially windy over on Maui today. Some parts of Maui, especially in and around Ma'alaya, they could get wind gusts over 30 miles an hour. So hold on to the little kids. Billy?
Let's take a look at what you have in the way of traffic. If you're getting out the door this morning, headed from the west side in towards town or central Oahu, we'll concentrate on central Oahu for this one. So we're up here. We're taking a look towards Pearl Harbor. You can see Kunia, Kamehameha Highway, and also the H2 freeway. Right now, looking good. As we get you in towards town a little bit, Pearl City looking good. There was an earlier stalled vehicle over by the Middle Street Merge. We'll get over that way in just a little bit. Kamehameha Highway looking good. And the H1 as you head out towards the airport and the upper viaduct, no stalls vehicles, no accidents right now. And that one stalled vehicle that we had over by the Middle Street merge, that is gone. So that's good news, and it's a nice trek in towards town as you make your way on the roads this morning. Let's get you back over to the desk with Steve and Grace.
All right, thanks, Billy. Happening today, Representative Jill Takuda will be holding a town hall for Kona residents. She plans to provide a legislative update and take questions and comments from attendees. That town hall will be at the West Hawaii Civic Center, 5:30 tonight.
An invasive species hotspot is emerging in West Hawaii. Three live coconut rhinoceros beetles have been trapped in Waikoloa. Until now, only the larvae have been found on Hawaii Island. State inspectors plan to add more traps and conduct new surveys with a detector dog. And residents are urged to report any sightings. Just call 808-643-PEST.
Scientists say that rising sea temperatures are currently fueling a fourth global coral bleaching event.
Yeah, this one is expected to be the most expensive on record. Ian Lee reports on one aquarium that is on a mission to save them.
These corals are struggling to survive. Sweltering heat is bleaching reefs worldwide. Scientists warn some corals risk dying out completely, never to return. To save them, scientists at this zoo in the Netherlands created a sort of Noah's Ark.
So that's very important to keep these corals, as it's going not very well in the wild.
Divers tend this 2.1 million gallon underwater garden, home to 14 endangered coral species collected from the wild.
It's a matter of the quarantine, finding the right conditions to keep the corals and start to grow them. But it's a slow process. Some grow really slow and others grow quite fast.
Researchers closely monitor the aquarium's temperature, salinity, and light. They also study the corals' likes and dislikes. So if the day comes to return them to the wild, the scientists can make sure they feel right at home.
We tested behind the scenes what works for these corals, and that way we kind of know where to place them and how to keep them.
While also preserving them for future generations. Ian Lee, CBS News, London.
5:17, it's Wednesday on Sunrise on KGMB, KHNL, and K5. Still ahead, FEMA plans to close its Lahaina office.
Pizza.
Pizza? Pizza!
Hungry for some pizza now?
Yeah, that's what we thought. Get yours at Domino's Hawaii.
We deliver aloha.